I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from StoryCorps' mobile recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park last year. Today, college student Joshua Wood.
I am living with a condition called cerebral palsy. It was caused by a stroke when I was born. And fortunately, every doctor I've talked to says that I have one of the most mild cases of cerebral palsy. So I have low muscle movement on my right side. I don't really grip things with my right hand. My foot doesn't have the same flexing ability as people that are able-bodied. And it's just kind of one of those things, like I have a hard time cutting things like steaks and opening up jars and using can openers, but I feel like I'm very independent when it comes to any kind of action. So I have a very unique perspective of, I can see people with cerebral palsy that are like 80 pounds, not really much in the cognition department, and it just kind of makes you feel, I feel fortunate. In elementary school, when they decided to give the kids the opportunity to try for the track team, the elementary school track team, I tried out every single year. And it's just one of those things, like, I made dead last every single time, but I tried. Then in, I can actually remember a lot of the, times where the one subject I really liked was music. One of the things that surprises people when I say I have CP is that the fact of I was in marching band for 7 years. So I played trombone, and I tried drums, I really didn't have the dexterity for drums. And trombone just seemed like that thing that was, I could slide my right hand and it would be fine. And I rocked with it for a while there. It was one of those things, like, I was born to play trombone. I wasn't really trying to impress anybody. I was just trying to do me. My freshman year, I had a roommate named Brad. He was, he is gay. Well, that was really the first time I actually had a conversation with someone who was gay. But the kind of interesting part was he is also in a wheelchair. So he was really the first person that I was able to connect with that had another disability. So I kind of got to learn, like, what it was like to have another disability and how it, like, relates to mine and how I can, like, be more empathetic to people. We are alienated. It's either actually or mentally. We're separated from a lot of people, and all we can do is push through our adversities and just try to be the best person we can be. No matter what you have, no matter what you're dealing with, there are other people that have your back. There are people that you can help, and we can make this world much better than it already has. Like, if somebody hears this and they feel like, hey, I'm not alone in the way I think, it helps somebody.
That was Joshua Wood. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation, and others, can be found on our website, wutc.org. And you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.